Joining me, we have Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Laura Bradford is a lawmaker. I know, Charles, she's from your area, the Grand Junction area. But for the rest of us, she's someone that doesn't get a lot of news coverage. But yet, for the last several days, she has really been the top story. Charles, this topic has just touched on so many things. A potential DUI, there's an ethics investigation, the police covered up information, legislative immunity. It seems to have everything.
Oh, yeah, and every day is something new, and it's hard to write these stories because there's just so much information with it. But, you know, this story goes back not just the last 7 days or the last week and a half. It goes back the last 15 months where she felt like she's been treated badly by the party, and this has been building in her mind for a long, long time. She felt like she was, you know, being victimized. As it turned out, she did not do anything wrong when it came to the privilege. You know, as the police finally admitted or did apologize and saying she tried to get them to do the right thing and they didn't do the right thing.
Let's just give people a quick recap. There is this provision that I don't think a lot of Coloradans knew about in the state constitution, which basically says that lawmakers can't be arrested coming to or from the Capitol during the session or maybe during the session at all unless it's for a felony or treason. This was the provision police said they felt they couldn't issue her a DUI or give her a breathalyzer because of this provision, even though, as you're saying, Charles, she did ask to be treated like everyone else.
As the story unfolded, the speaker initially suspended her of her chairmanship of the local government committee when he heard about the traffic stop. Police initially said that they couldn't arrest her because she invoked this immunity. She said that's not what happened. In a stunning, stunning, unbelievable display of honesty, Denver police hold a press conference to say she never evoked the immunity clause and that they lied about what happened. And that's why people were actually so upset with her. Lawmakers definitely drink and drive, but the public was outraged to find out that she wouldn't be treated like the rest of them with this provision. The flip side of this is there are people saying, even if she had voked legislative immunity, it is not her fault that it was put into the Constitution and that Denver police are interpreting it this way. If you don't like it, get rid of the Constitution. Don't blame Laura Bradford for this.
The clause is not defined on what is a legitimate legislative activity. There's no definition about that. So she's not necessarily wrong to say that she came from a downtown bar in Denver, meeting with legislators and lobbyists and talking about bills, which invariably happens, which is, you know, just after-hours talk, but is it a legitimate legislative activity? By the law, by the Constitution, it doesn't say it's not. Now, most of us would probably agree that it isn't.
And I've talked to people who say they think this law is ridiculous, like you were mentioning, Lynn. Everyone should be treated the same. But then some lawmakers say, look, yeah, it came about 600 years ago in England to protect people from the crown. But even in this day and age, there could be an unscrupulous police chief or governor that could say, keep that lawmaker, arrest them. We don't want them voting on the floor today. So they really do still see it has some legitimate purpose.
Well, the interesting thing is, this constitutional provision has not stopped other police agencies from stopping lawmakers and charging them with DUI. Former Speaker Russell George in 1999 was stopped by a Douglas County deputy and charged with DUI. 2 years later, Democratic Senator Betty Boyd was stopped by Lakewood Police and charged with a DUI. In both cases, they were driving their cars with their legislative plates on them. That's another issue, is lawmakers are easily identified because they have these plates saying whatever their district number is.
A bipartisan ethics committee is also convening shortly to just discuss this whole thing and see if she violated House ethics provisions. Bradford said, look, this isn't really a state lawmaker issue.
And that's been the source of her recent consternation, is that the point of this ethics commission is to see why she invoked the legislative privilege when police have said she didn't. So there's no reason in her mind for this ethics committee. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We don't know where that's going to go, and they're going to start meeting, and we're not sure what there is to investigate at this stage.
Well, and Representative Bradford is so angry that she has threatened to leave the GOP, which would throw the balance of power in the House off. Republicans right now only have a one-vote majority.
Thanks. That was Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.